There was once a gardener who had many fruit trees in his beautiful garden. Of all these trees, one of the fig tree grew tall and big but bore no fruit. The gardener called his servant and said, "This tree has been growing for a few years now but has never borne a single fruit. I think we must cut it down so that the soil and space could be used for a better quality tree." The servant said, "Let me try putting some manure and see if it helps." The gardener asked the servant to try what he could for a year more, and if the tree still did not bear fruit, he should cut it down. If I had to relate this story to our reality, there are many such situations in which today we invest time and efforts in spite of receiving no results. We waste time worrying about the things that will never happen. We spend our efforts with people that only pull us down. And some of us spend a lifetime working for someone and still receiving no appreciation. If we really want to make the best use of our time, skills, resources, and efforts, we must take off those tasks and people that do not serve us, but instead simply limit our growth. We must reinvest the skills, talent, resources, time, and efforts into more productive tasks, people, and jobs. I hope this podcast helps you evaluate where you are spending your resources and that you may reap only the best fruits. Until next time, I wish you a blessed life. A wise master had many students training with him on spirituality. Every year he would reward the best student for his hard work and commitment. Harish was one of these students who had decided to work well and complete all the requirements for his master to reward him. A year passed, but to Harish's surprise, the master rewarded another student. This made Harish very angry, but he decided to give it another year. He worked and built his resolve to win the reward at least this year. However, at the end of the term, the master again gave the honors to someone else. Furious with his master, Harish decided to confront him. He went into the teacher's chamber and found him lost in meditation. He decided to wake him up and demand for some answers. On hearing Harish's plight, the master said, "Can you bring me some tea?" Perplexed, Harish went to make some tea. He was convinced the master had lost his wits. He entered the chamber with a kettle full of tea and was instructed by the master to keep pouring the tea into the cup until he hears the word stop. Harish obeyed. He poured the tea that started soon spilling out into the saucer. Confused, Harish urged his master to say the word stop. When the tea started spilling out to the table, the master said stop. He then explained to Harish, "Our mind is like this cup, and we all know so much. We've gathered so much of information.
that sometimes filling a full cup with new learnings is useless, as it will only spill out. You did a fine job all through these years, but you only did what you knew you should be doing. You did not invest time to learn and network, to gather new ideas that would help you do things better and faster. You didn't build on new relationships or even strengthen the old ones. Your cup was so full that you were not able to see why the other students won rewards even though you worked hard. My name is Shalini Gamre. I'm a counselor and I conduct behavioral training workshops for corporates and educational institutions. Through my journey of training programs, I have come across many individuals. They all seem to have amazing knowledge of what happens in the world, yet their own worlds seem to be completely off balance. Sometimes the I know it all attitude sneaks so slyly into your subconscious mind that it blocks the ability to learn and keep growing. It stops you from innovating or even listening to what others have to say. In the process, it stagnates your growth. Be humble enough to be able to stand in front of a rock and still keep learning something new. Be aware enough to keep unlearning old thoughts and beliefs, to fill them up with new ideas. That is the only way to keep moving forward. Stop learning when you stop living. I hope this story helps you. I would be happy to hear from you. Please feel free to connect on any thoughts and ideas you would like to share with me, or any topic that you'd like me to make a podcast for you on. Till next time, take care.